On Prayer. Let us go with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in seasonable aid. Hebrews 4:16. The following is from St. Francis de Sales. Prayer places our understanding in the brightness and light of God, and exposes our will to the heat of heavenly love. There is nothing that so effectually purges our understanding from its ignorance or our will from its depraved affections as prayer. It is the water of benediction which makes the plants of our good desires grow green and flourish. It washes our souls from their imperfections and quenches the thirst of passion in our hearts. But above all, I recommend to you mental and cordial prayer, and particularly that which has the life and passion of our Lord for its object. By making him the subject of your meditation, your whole soul will be replenished with him. You shall learn his carriage and frame all your actions to the model of his. As he is the light of the world, it is then in him, by him, and for him that we ought to acquire luster and be enlightened. He is the tree of desire under whose shadow we ought to refresh ourselves. He is the living fountain of Jacob in which we may wash away all our stains. As little children, by hearing their mothers talk, lisp at first and learn at length to speak their language, so we, by keeping close to our Savior by meditation and observing his words, actions, and affections, shall, by the help of his grace, learn to speak, to act, and to will like him. Here we must stop, as we cannot find access to God the Father but through this gate. For as the looking glass could never terminate our sight, if its back were not tinned or leaded, so we could never contemplate the divinity in this world, had we not been united to the sacred humanity of our Savior, whose life and death is the most fit, delightful, sweet, and profitable object we can choose for our ordinary meditation. It is not without reason that our Savior called himself the bread that came down from heaven. For as bread ought to be eaten with all sorts of meat, so our Savior ought to be the subject of our meditation, consideration, and imitation in all our prayers and actions. The following is from French Bishop François Fenelon. God listens, says St. Cyprian, to the voice of the heart, in preference to the voice of the mouth. We must, adds he, watch and give up our mind to prayer. We must drive away all worldly and profane thoughts from our heart, in order that our mind and soul may be engrossed with our petitions. To whom, continues the saint, should we speak attentively, if not to God? Can he ask for less than that you should think of what you are saying? How dare you expect that he will deign to hear you if you think only of yourselves? You fancy that God will hear you when you pray, you who are so willfully distracted in prayer. Far from pleasing him, you offend his divine majesty by your negligence in an action which is the only way of gaining favors from heaven. We must ask in faith, nothing wavering, says St. James, and this faith ought to be so firm that we should never hesitate, for he who hesitates or wavers is like unto the waves of the sea, ever moved and carried about by the wind. He who then prays without this confidence must not expect to be heard. And what more capable of moving the heart of our Lord in our regard than a firm confidence in his mercy? Can he refuse those who have placed all their treasure in him, those who have trusted in his goodness? When we pray with confidence, says St. Cyprian, it is God himself who implants in our hearts that spirit of prayer. The Eternal Father must then acknowledge the words of his only begotten Son when we pronounce them, and he who dwells in the bottom of our hearts will regulate and fashion all our prayers. We must not, says St. Bernard, mingle in our prayers foolish things with the true, temporal with the eternal, low interests with those of our salvation. To pray well, says St. Augustine, you must seek God alone. To ask through him for other blessings is praying badly. Do not seek to make God the protector of your self-love or of your ambition, but the executor of your good desires. You have recourse to God to curb your passions, and often he sends you crosses, of which he knows you stand in need. When he loves you, continues the holy doctor, he refuses what your self-love asks for, and in his anger he gives you that which is dangerous for you to obtain. Do not carry to the sanctuary of the altar indiscreet vows, ill-regulated desires, and slovenly prayers. Ask for nothing but what is worthy of him to whom you pray. Keep strictly from sighing after vain and hurtful benefits. Ask for the dew from heaven, and not for the fat of the land. Open your heart before the Lord in order that his Holy Spirit may dwell in you, and ask, through sighs and moans, for the true blessings which he wishes that you should ask for. Let us pray, my brethren, let us ever pray, keeping a watchful eye over our various duties. Do not let us offer up exalted or abstract prayers, or those which have no reference to the practice of every virtue. Let us pray not to become more enlightened and more spiritual in words, but to become more humble, more docile, more patient, more modest, more charitable, more pure and more unselfish in every detail of our conduct. Without that, our assiduity in prayer, far from being efficacious and fruitful, will be a delusion and a scandal for our neighbor. Full of delusion, how many examples have we not had? How many have we seen whose prayers tend to swell their pride and lead their thoughts astray? Of scandal to our neighbor, for is there anything more scandalous than to see a person who prays without first correcting himself? Who at the end of his devotions is not less frivolous, less vain, less restless, less passionate, less selfish than before? St. Augustine says, "When you ask for temporal favors, however trifling they may appear, pray that God may grant or reject them as he thinks fit. The doctor, and not the patient, is best able to judge what is best." St. Philip Neri said, "A man without prayer is an animal without the use of reason."